on Christmas morn, I set the sheep with a curly horn.
I set the dove from the rafters high, put him to sleep that he should not cry. We put him to sleep, my maid and I set the dove from the rafters high.
Thus every beast by song puts fell in the same.
I wish I had the record of a girl I met the other night. Her name is Fisk. We were at some friend's home out in Woodstock, and she sang this song, The Friendly Beast, just her own beautiful voice and her guitar, and there were children all gathered around her, and it was a beautiful sight. The music of Greensleeves has been used over and over again in many ways. Oh, yes, it comes from around 1642, I think is the first time I found it mentioned. It's now called What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to bed on Mary's lap, whom angels greet with anthems deep while shepherds are keep? This is Christ the King who hath made his haste to bring God the
Son. Lies in fear of and that he Christian fear sinner unburdened.
Oh, there is fear shall pierce through cross born for me.
That's a song that we all recognize, and especially at this time of the year, it becomes quite special all over again. I have here in my hand, in addition to all kinds of information on England and English carols, something on the Martin Oil Company. They sell gasoline. They do a very good job of it. Their Purple Martin Ethyl is great. It is 100 road octane ethyl. It is refined from the heart of the sweetest crude for fastest starts and fastest follow-through. It is the cleanest and high-test ethyl gasoline refined today. It's great. Martin's 10W30 motor oil is refined from a 100% pure Pennsylvania crude oil, the richest known crude in the world, and has Pennsylvania's permit number 640 issued to Martin Oil. We're bonded to insure you 100% pure Pennsylvania oil by Globe Indemnity Company, New York, New York. I know people who come from miles away just to get an oil change on this particular oil. I also know lots of fleet owners who buy all their gasoline at Martin Oil stations because of the stamp plan, the most valuable stamp plan you've ever seen. When you purchase $33.40 and save your stamps, they're worth $2 in cash. I know a lot of them keep those books, and at the end of the year, they've got their license plates all bought for the next year. Don't you wish you had a whole dash compartment in your automobile filled with these little booklets? Why not? You buy the gas anyway. Why not get the very best gasoline around? Stop at a Martin station. I'll give you a couple of addresses. You're on Southwestern Avenue, 2300 South. You're on South State Street, 6200 South. You're in Zion, Illinois, 3033 Sheridan Road. You're in Waukegan, right there at the corner of Water Street and Sheridan. Look for that Martin Oil sign, the big M, and drive on in and say, fill her up on Purple Martin Ethyl. I saw three ships. This is one of the oldest carols, traditional in both words and music, one of the most popular, too, traceable for better than 500 years. It pictures the sailing of three ships bearing Mary and the Christ child to Bethlehem on Christmas Day. It's rather fitting that the English would think of ships carrying the Christ child.
Thank you.
It's never, ever possible to cover all of the music of any country. There is the beautiful Coventry Carol, which goes way, way back to the early unions of England. There's the 12 Days of Christmas. We're all familiar with both of those. I thought we'd close off the English contribution to the music Christmas with the Hallelujah Chorus. The jubilant passage from Handel's Messiah represents some of the greatest pages in music. Composed in 1741 by George Frederick Handel, a German who made England his second home, Messiah was first performed in Dublin in April of the following year and shortly thereafter in London. According to legend, King George II was so moved by the fervor of the Hallelujah Chorus at the first performance that he rose to his feet, thus forcing the rest of the audience to arise, a custom that has carried on through time. This is really most stirring. I believe it is absolutely impossible to follow that with anything, because anything is small by comparison. This is the music of Christmas, from the tiny sounds to the most gigantic. I hope you're enjoying it. We're around to 3 o'clock. This is WBBM and WBBM-FM in Chicago. I would take you out to either Old Orchard or Oak Brook at least once between here and Christmas. If you've missed so far, well, you still do have time. There are only a few remaining days. I know families are coming in from all over the state, even from Indiana, Wisconsin, to do their holiday shopping at Oak Brook Center. This beautiful center, decorated like a twinkling Christmas card, has become a tradition of this season that no one, young and old alike, ever wants to miss. Christmas shopping has come to mean Oak Brook. Families usually like to make a day of it, including some relaxed dining in one of Oak Brook's famous restaurants, perhaps at Edwards or Henrici's, where they really roll out the red carpet for you, literally. There is still time to discover the special pleasures of this holiday season. You will, if you hurry over to Oak Brook Center, the intersection of 22nd Street and Route 83. All right, let's check the 3 o'clock news. 3 o'clock in Chicago, the word for today from WBBM's Weather Command, wintry white. Temperature now, 29 degrees along the lakefront. 40 of the 42 crewmen aboard an American freighter in the Atlantic have been taken aboard a German freighter from Hamburg. The American ship's captain and one of the mates stayed aboard the vessel, which earlier was reported to have sunk. The stricken ship is the Smith Voyager, which was bound from Freeport, Bahamas to Spanish Morocco when its cargo of 10,000 tons of grain reportedly shifted and the ship foundered. The mishap occurred about 780 miles southeast of Bermuda. Refugees reaching Leopoldville from the northern Congo fear 30 white missionaries have been massacred by communist-backed rebels. One person said she heard shots but didn't really know what happened. It appeared that the killing took place only one day before a rescue column arrived. As Mrs. Dolina Burke, a Canadian, said, "I believe we were saved by a very narrow margin." The rebels had already sent a messenger ordering the Simbas, who are rebel soldiers, to kill all remaining whites. She added, "The mercenaries caught him and shot him." The rescue column found a town north of Stanleyville deserted, and only blood-stained clothing remained. An American was among the missionaries who may have died. She is Miss Mary Baker of Richmond, Virginia. Federal charges have been placed in Chicago against a 28-year-old man arrested last night for allegedly passing two counterfeit $10 bills in the Shamrock Inn, a tavern at 705 North Clark Street. Juan Ayala, a transient, was arrested by police shortly after the bartender in the tavern realized the bills were phony. Snow, sleet, and rain cause hazardous driving conditions over wide areas of the country today, including the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic states, and in the Northwest. In the Upper Plains, new snows and cold hampered livestock rescue operations. In the far Northwest, eastern Washington had up to 14 inches of snow. Coastal California has been buffeted by heavy rain. More than 20 deaths, most of them in traffic accidents, have been blamed on weather conditions. Freezing conditions that extended as far south as the Gulf Coast began moderating, but cold weather continues over most of the Midwest. Leroy Collins, director of the Community Relations Service, said today he expects more civil rights demonstrations and civic disturbances next summer and indicated some will be in the North. He said in an interview, quote, "There will always be room for lawful protest where people are abused. Where this exists, you are bound to have demonstrations. You can expect people to protest." But Collins, who heads the conciliation service created by the 1964 Civil Rights Law, said his agency is encouraging communities to eliminate the sources of unrest and head off potential disturbances. Collins said racial problems in the North often are far more complex than in the South. He said, "You have ghettos based on long-standing discrimination that make solutions enormously difficult and complex." The weather for Chicago and vicinity: tonight's low will be around 15 degrees, reached by 7 a.m. As you go to work tomorrow morning, cloudy, temperatures up to around 15 to 20, wind variable 5 to 8, and for the remainder of Monday, partly cloudy, a little warmer, high near 30. Our present temperature along the lakefront, 29, northwest suburbs, 27, southwest suburbs, 29, the humidity, 58%, the wind northwest at 8 miles an hour. This has been one of the 40 complete news reports heard daily on WBBM Radio. The next news at 4 o'clock, bulletins at any second on the station where you hear the news first, WBBM Radio. We now move to the area of Polish music, and for that we leave our studios. I will never forget the story that was called into me some years ago of an elderly Polish grandmother sitting by the radio in her rocking chair, rocking and listening happily to the music of her childhood. I am informed by a letter I received yesterday that she is still with us, hale and hearty. This was a letter written by a young lady who was a sophomore in college, who said when she first started to hear the music of the Kalendy, It didn't mean much to her, but as she has gone through the years and through time, it has now become very important to her. I think this is a good thought. I think the traditions of life are very important to all of us. The music of Christmas is one of those traditions. So now, to the Schola Cantorum of St. Cyril and Methodius in Michigan.
The introductory Boga Dojitso, Mother of God, ascribed to the authorship of St. Adalbert, Bishop of the 10th century, calls attention to the Polish millennium. Here on the campus at Orchard Lake, Michigan, on the vigil of this thousand-year anniversary of Christianity in Poland, the Schola Cantorum dedicates its program of historic kolędy and Christmas folk songs to this observance of our millennium. One of the earliest recorded kolędy, dating back to 1551, is Anio Pasterzom Mówił. Father Veroxa has translated this old chorale, and the choir interprets it as, "Shepherds heard the angels say."
Shepherds heard the angels say, Christ the Lord is born today.
Polonaise form was established in the kolenda Żłobie Leży, Jesus in the Manger Lie. Compared to the later elaborate Polonaise arrangements of Frédéric Chopin, this 1705 manuscript setting is in the simplest form, Żłobie Leży.
Żłobie Leży, któż powierzy kolędować małemu. Jezusowi, Chrystusowi, dziś do nas zesłanemu. Pastuszkowie, przybywajcie, jemu wdzięcznie przybywajcie, jako Panu naszemu. Pastuszkowie, przybywajcie, sami z piasteczkami za wami pospieszymy. A takiego maleńkiego nie wszyscy zobaczymy. Jak u Boga narodzony, płacze w stajni położony, jak u Boga narodzony, płacze w stajni położony, więc go dziś uczeszymy.
The earliest written copies of Lulajże Jezuniu, Sleep, Little Jesus, Sleep, are found among old 1800 manuscripts. However, this lullaby was sung without scored music many years before that. It is still a favorite Polish kolenda and is always included at Christmas time. Lulajże Jezuniu. Kolendy are churchly expressions of theological doctrine. In the solemn High Mass that is celebrated at midnight on Christmas, the Polish processional, or entrance hymn, begins with this dramatic statement of the Nativity, Śród nocnej ciszy, in the stillness of the night.
Śród nocnej ciszy, what shall rise? Wybierajcie do Betlejem, pospieszajcie, przywitać Pana. Czym prędzej się wybierajcie do Betlejem, pospieszajcie, przywitać Pana. Poszli
thousand-year history of Christianity in Poland, many other musical forms were developed, not necessarily ecclesiastical in mood. In various sections of Poland, village folk created the season spirit in the musical medium native to their area, a form known as the pastorałki. While religious in text, these pastorałki or Christmas folk songs were always lively. a group of carolers would stroll through the snow-covered countryside, happily singing a mazurka medley of songs describing angels, shepherds, or the humble manger.